Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Text 51552.
Game on. Weekdays from 6.
Okay, to GA now, or more so to the changing world of sport. Today it was announced that healthcare company UPMC will take over the naming rights of Nolan Park. We're privileged to have the Kilkenny Bonnachdhor on the line. Brian Cody, how are you?
Good, Annika, good, thanks.
Brian, news like today, I think we're all seeing it in sport so much more now that partners are so important. But just for me personally, I love that Nolan Park is kept in the title of a special pitch that has held so dear to everyone in Kilkenny.
I don't know doubt about that. You know, it's a spiritual home for all hurlers and footballers and GA people in Kilkenny. And, you know, it has a special place in many people's hearts, of course. So, first of all, it's an outstanding pitch to play on surface, it's top class. And I think players from all over the country are more than happy to play in Nolan Park. But today, it's, of course, Nolan Park lives on as the name, but UPMC and have taken on the naming rights as well. And it's a very, very good mix. They're a non-for-profit organisation. They're involved in health and well-being and looking after people. So it's a good mix for UPMC and Nolan Park as GA people to get together.
It is lovely when you hear stuff like that, Brian, though, isn't it? Because they're involved with the GA, the GPA. So when UPMC get involved, it kind of, looks into the whole family and kind of closes the loop on this type of a partnership.
Yeah, that's correct. And it's community, very, very much community and community-based in that. And they're about partnership and partnering with hospitals as well. And, you know, it's a Kilkenny man over here, David Byrne, who's they're essentially their CEO, if you like, for this country. So, and our own Killian Buckley is involved as one of their employees as well. So it's certainly a very, very good mix for Kilkenny GAA.
Brian, I see my own club, my own rugby club at home. It's becoming increasingly difficult to just fund teams, travel arrangements, everything that needs to go on around it. It's changing in GA as well, though. You do need partners like this now.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about that, Donica. I mean, fundraising is part and parcel of all clubs, like you said, your own club as well. You know, think of clubs all over the country and county boards as well. They're running draws. I mean, volunteering and volunteers doing so much work. So when an opportunity like this comes around, it's very, very beneficial for certain.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian, if you don't mind me asking, are you back into the throes of it, back pre-season training, getting ready?
Yeah, the lads are back in the gym. They're just doing the gym stuff now at the moment, Annika. So it's getting back into action, and, you know, things will begin to happen very, very quickly once Christmas passes.
Yeah, and you're constantly evolving, constantly changing up the team. We were speaking to DJ Carey to have him back involved. Is that to challenge you as well, Brian? Do you need to be stimulated with new ideas, new concepts, new ways of doing things?
Well, I think it's part and parcel for everybody involved in working with teams. You have to do that. You have to change and evolution. All those kind of things are part and parcel of it, because you can never stand still, you know. And DJ's in with us, Martin Comfort's in with us. Mick Dempsey has been our physical trainer for a long number of years, and Mick moved on this year as well, and Mickey Comfort has come into that role. So all those things, you know, there's a certain amount of freshness comes with it, but it's all about, at the end of the day, it's all about what's best for the players and what's best for getting the best out of the players and contributing to the whole spirit and the whole sense of the team.
And when we were chatting to DJ Carey, of course, he was chatting about how hurling is evolving and the need for stats and GPS. Just as a Bonnachdhor yourself, Brian, the importance of your own eye, your view, you know, not being overly reliant on data or computers or whatever it is. How important is that for you, or do you have to keep evolving it with that?
Well, look, I mean, at the end of the day, sports science has come in very, very much into all sport over the past number of years, and the whole sense of stats and videos and all sorts of stuff come into a GPS, of course. And, you know, I mean, you can't just pretend that there's not benefit from it. Of course there's benefit from it. But without a shadow of a doubt, what you said, your own eye, your instinct for the game, I think you should never lose sense of your own I think if you lose the sense that your instinct is no longer up to decision making and such like, it's time for you to move on as well. You know, you've got to marry both. And at the same time, I would always believe that you have to have that confidence in your own gut instinct for what's happening.
Brian, I know everyone always asks you, and I'm sorry for doing it, but we never hear of Kilkenny in transition. We never hear of, you know, a dip. Every year the standard is at All-Ireland final level, and obviously last year was disappointing for you. How do you keep it at that level year in, year out?
Well, it's, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think it's all about players. Like, you know yourself from your own sport, rugby. I mean, the players have to go out and deliver on the field. And I mean, it's obviously a lot of work, and organisation has to be good, and everything goes on behind the scenes and preparation. That has to be top class. Of course it has. But at the end of the day, you go out and you live and die by the quality of player you have, by the spirit in your team, by the mental toughness and the resilience of the players that you have. And I mean, that's essentially what keeps us competitive.
Yeah, and of course, like I know myself, when you take a loss, you're praying for the game to be the next day, and that loss to Tipperary, is that a scar now for you? Is that a motivator, Brian, that wants you all to get back and at it?
Look, everybody wants to react to a defeat. There's no doubt about that. But I feel as well, you know, I mean, if we had won the All-Ireland final, which we have been privileged to do a few times, I suppose, you move on as well, and you don't kind of wallow in victory. And I don't think you can wallow in defeat either. You know, the only thing I would always think is that if you look back and say, look, could we have done more? Could we have prepared better? But if you kind of go back and say, everybody has did as much as they possibly could, 100% was given. And, you know, you're not going to win all the time, and that's reality. But it's all about moving on. And I'm not one for kind of living in the past about and mourning over results, whatever it was, or glorying in the fact that we won something either. It's the question of what happens next.
Yeah, and one of the big things just from outside that you always notice with Kilkenny hurling is the loyalty. And I suppose in the media we've seen different things today, captains and having goals at coaches and other things like that. But, you know, we spoke to Owen Larkin before, and he in about his book, but he mentioned how you were there not only for him as a coach, but you were there for him as a person. How important is that, Brian, for people that are coaching at any level to think of the whole person and look out for the people that they're involved with?
Well, I think you're duty bound to do that. Like, you know, you're asking players to commit to what's going on there, to commit to the sport, commit to the team and everything else. And, you know, they bring themselves, they bring their own family situations, their work situations, obviously, as well. We'd have a lot of third-level students, and with that comes pressure of exams and pressure of assignments and such like. I think, you know, to do the job properly, you have to be aware of what's going on with people's lives. And I suppose, really, I think if you see kind of players, you can read their body language, and it's important to be able to do that. I think you're not doing your job properly if you don't see the, I suppose, if there's potential stresses or strains, there are reasons for dip in form or whatever it may be. And that's, like I said, it's a responsibility. And then very, very much to people who can contribute here so much, or obviously all the management team, background team, and your medical team as well, to have that awareness of, you know, these players, we're duty bound to look after them.
Yeah, and look, I've been there. I've been there in the kind of Richie Hogan side of it, where sometimes the blame might lean on you for indiscretions or penalties like that. How's he been? How have you helped him out at this time?
Oh, well, Richie, like, is a resilient chap, you know, and he's totally focused on carrying on and getting himself into shape for next year. He's back in the gym, he's working hard, and that's as it is. You know, you can't afford to just look. I mean, there's absolutely no, like you're talking about blame and that, there's no blame whatsoever on Richie at all for the fact that he was dismissed in the All-Ireland final. Absolutely not, you know, and we get on with it, and Richie will be as competitive as ever, I'm sure, next year.
Absolutely, and no doubt, and that's led by you. What drives you, Brian? You know, 11 All-Irelands, what's the hunger for you? You know, the will and the want to keep going and to make yourself, you know, into that spot of, yeah, you know, just being better and better every time.
I suppose it's very, very basic and very, very simple, really, down to the fact, I mean, why do you do something? I mean, what I do is, I'm same as lots of, I suppose, certainly club managers and various county managers all over the country. They're doing this in a voluntary capacity of something they enjoy doing. I enjoy doing it. Obviously, it's very, very simple and straightforward. And if I were kind of thinking this is not, I'm fed up with this, or there's stresses or strains in that, I don't find that something I just... I don't have difficulty doing it. I work with great people, and I'm working with great players, and I love the competition. I love the challenge of it, and that's essentially what, I suppose, entices me back to it.
Yeah, Brian, I know you won't believe it coming from a Cork man, but keep enjoying it. Continued success, and thanks so much for joining us.
That's Alan Donica. Thanks very much.
So that was Donica interviewing the great Brian Cody.
Yeah, I was nervous.
Were you?
Yeah, it just, well, ever since Mick McCarthy and asking him, are you going to play a 4-4-3, Mick? And his face. But like, these are legends and they're people you look up to, and there's people you'd like to be around and be influenced by. I'm brutal at hurling. Like, no one would give me a hurl, but I would love to be in an environment in around Brian Cody. He's got something special, and he's got it for so long.
Well, if you hadn't called yourself We the Media, he might take you down.
We? No way.
You said we in the media.
Oh, no. Oh, I need to go to confession or something.